When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2193, Time-Saving Workout Tips by Sam Lynch of fitinitiative.co.uk. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own host and narrator. Hey there, and welcome back to the show that's all about improving your health and fitness. And we do that by reading some of the world's best blogs on diet, nutrition, exercise, and a lot more. So with that, let's get right to today's article and start optimizing your life. Time-Saving Workout Tips by Sam Lynch of fitinitiative.co.uk. Contrary to popular belief, you don't have to spend ages in the gym to get results. The typical time frame people aim for is 60 minutes, and anything over that, you're often just wasting time. Sure, if you're a diehard bodybuilder or advanced lifter, then you'll likely need more time to accommodate high volume and high workload. But the chances are, you're not. For a lot of us, 60 minutes is still a long time. So, here's how you can save time with your workout and get closer to that 45 minutes instead. 1. 6 exercises or less. One of the biggest mistakes people make with their programming is doing too much. More isn't always more. With a resistance training session, I would aim for 6 good quality exercises. If you add something in, then you take something out. Simple. What do I mean by good quality? Big, compound movements that provide plenty of bang for your buck. You can add in isolation exercises that target weak or those particular areas of interest afterwards. Of course, this all depends on how your program is set up, your frequency of training, your goals, and so on. The more frequently you train, the more you can focus on specific body parts and increase the use of isolation exercises. Without going off on a tangent, keep your program to 6 exercises or less if you want to spend less time in the gym. 2. Time-saving supersets. A great way I like to save time when working out is to superset exercises. To get the most out of exercise pairings, I'm a big fan of pairing upper and lower exercises. Here's how. A1, a lower pull exercise. A2, an upper push exercise. B1, a lower push exercise. B2, an upper pull exercise. So an example of this would be A1, Romanian deadlift. A2, push-up. B1, goblet squat. B2, chest-supported row. Why is this a good option? Well, not only does this provide a balanced approach to training, but it also increases the metabolic effect of training. When you do a lower body exercise, blood will travel to those muscles to provide oxygen and nutrients for energy. When you then go straight into an upper body exercise, your heart must work harder to move blood back to the upper body for the same reason. This helps to make the workout harder, burn some more calories, and save time in between exercises. 3. bang for your buck exercises. When you want to save time, using exercises that provide you plenty of bang for your buck are a good way to go. Most exercises that use multiple joints and muscles fit into this category. However, there are more niche or advanced exercises that can help with this too. Deadlifts, Bulgarian split squats, pull-ups, tripod rows, rotational landmine pressing, single-leg Romanian deadlifts, bird dog rows, and lateral lunges fit into this category. Of course, there will be plenty more. These are just some that I like to use in my training and with my clients. But think of exercises that work multiple muscles in different planes of movement that work on multiple aspects of fitness. 4. Rest pause sets. Another way to save time and make your workout effective is to use rest pause sets. Rest pause sets allow you to reach closer to muscle failure in one set without increasing overall volume and therefore time spent. Why does this matter? Well, the last 5 reps of an exercise are where the most stimulus is provided for muscle growth. The more time we spend here, the most opportunity there is for muscle growth. Within reason, we can't train to failure all the time, as training to failure increases fatigue, which can have a negative effect instead. But for smaller muscle groups that recover quickly and are safer to train to failure, rest-pause sets are a great option. I would typically use these for arm and shoulder isolation exercises that are in stable positions, like cable exercises or machines. Here's a simple way to apply this method. Cable bicep curls. Do 10 reps to failure. Rest for 30 seconds, and do however many sets it requires you to achieve another 10 reps. So, set 2, maybe 6 reps, and set 3, maybe 4 reps. The rest period is up for debate, with some people using 20 seconds, others 40 seconds. I would go in the middle and use 30 seconds as the rest period. And 5, have a plan. Lastly, have a plan. It's much easier to save time when you know what you're doing. Have a planned workout with alternatives in mind in case equipment is being used. Too many people waste time trying to make decisions once they're in the gym. You only have so many decisions you can make in a day. And chances are, by the time you get in the gym, you're already suffering from decision fatigue. Facilitate your own success and plan ahead. You just listened to the post titled Time-Saving Workout Tips by Sam Lynch of fitinitiative.co.uk. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Personally, I have to have a plan before heading to the gym. I'm one of those that actually likes the gym environment, but that doesn't mean I want to be there all day, wandering around aimlessly. I like to make sure I'm using my time efficiently. So I usually have a workout ready to go on my phone. The workout has everything detailed out for me. Warm up, exercises, including repetitions, number of sets, even rest times, and a cool down. If I'm heading to the gym at a time when it's known to be a bit crowded, sometimes I'll even have a backup workout in case I can't access the equipment I had hoped to use, just as Sam suggested. When I was reading that, I was like, oh, I definitely do that. So go in with a plan, execute the plan, and get out. Nothing wrong with that. All right, that'll do it for another edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for being here. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and be sure to tune in again tomorrow where I'll have another post for you and where your optimal life awaits.